Hi, this is a dictation from Mabel Williams. MABELWILLIMS. Data Services 1, Part 23. The patient was referred by Dr. Mel Murphy for management of her chronic pain. She is having a physical therapy, Dr. Rashid, who is helping her. It appears that the patient has suffered from chronic severe pain in both knees. Due to the severe osteoarthritis, she has seen Dr. Roberts and Dr. Gilliard, who was an orthopedic surgeon, who have advised surgical total knee replacement. The patient has chosen not to, since she is an 80-year-old and she has no help at home to bring her help in the knee areas, surgery post-operative. Her daughter is extremely busy and cannot perceive help. At this time, she reports that she is able to walk and she has lost some weight. And also, she is able to walk 100 feet. She does report 40 to 50% improvement. She has received some injections to the knee area. She does have a meniscus tear. And she does climb up and down a lot. She has been advised to not climb so much and use the better leg to go and climb. At this time, the pain level varies from 6 to 9. Both the knees are reported to be around 6 most of the time on an average. ADLs are affected in the area of general activity and mood to the tune of 5 only. The rest are not affected. In the system review, patient has following issues. She has mild anxiety and mild depression, panic, and no other issues are reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in both the knees and some difficulty walking. She uses cane to walk with, and GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem. Incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool are reported, no trouble swelling. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine frequency, pain-free urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there is an improvement in her pain level and she is doing very well. In the relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, there are no major issues are reported. Slight loss of weight has been reported, less than 5 pounds. And no other trauma has been reported. Current pain medications are Norco, 5 milligrams. To bring her some temporary relief, substance abuse, patient does not use any substance abuse, which has been advised to use marijuana certification. Compliance is good. Patient does report full compliance to the pain medication regimen. So the patient is here. For follow-up, the patient was given an injection intra-articular to the both knees last visit on 12-7-2022. And according to her, it was almost 25% to 30% improvement. At this time, patient does have underlying pain. She is trying to decide whether she can do the surgery as soon as possible. She is referred to doctor. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 138 over 89. Pulse is 70. Pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is same from the previous visit, which is related to 12-7-2022, dictation number 1208-068. The diagnoses are the same. Plan is, patient is advised to not go up and down as often as she thinks. Once a day, using the good leg is the best solution. Patient understands that was shown to her. She provided a Norco 5 milligram daily, once a day, on a PRN basis, 20 tablets to cover the 30 days, only for severe pain. She is advised for an ACE bandage and a knee brace that she should be using. And other than that, the patient is quite stable. And her MRIs have been reviewed at length on the right and the left. And it appears that the patient will definitely be a candidate for surgery for the right and the left. And then she also has issues in the left shoulder where there's a cartilage loss in the shoulder joint and there's an effusion in the subacromial subdeltoid bursa and a massive cutoff in the supraspinatus, infraspinatus. That may require further surgical care also. The patient has not decided, and I'm going to request her to get some injection treatment in the meantime to bring the rest of the relief. And let's hope she does better. Thank you. All the questions that she has were answered. All the options that she has were discussed with her. And so we are ready to help her out. Thank you.